ASU head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations on another hard-fought one, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
I'm having a hard time speaking, being sick anyway, and a hard time breathing, but I can finally breathe a sigh of relief. This was an absolute two-night dogfight, wasn't it?
Well, it's just the way it's going to be. We all expected it. We all knew it was going to be this way, and that's this time of the year, and that's hockey, and that's college hockey, and I mean, that's every game. That's every game in this league.
Well, it certainly had the feeling of the game last night, too, Tom, where you guys had a lot of control during the night and had plenty of offensive opportunities, but obviously a hot goaltender on the other side. You just kept plugging away and eventually were able to get out on top. But it doesn't matter if you're dominating a hockey game. If you can't get that separation, it's always going to come down to the end.
Absolutely, and you guys have watched enough hockey over the years. It's just every game you're going to be up a goal, down a goal, or tie going to the third. I mean, it's never going to change. Once in a while, you got to have a two-goal cushion or something crazy happens, but that's what you got to expect. And I mean, we just know that's just the way it's going to be. And if it doesn't, it's a rarity if it's not that way, guys.
Man Prepovesis with an absolute bomb. Got you guys onto the scoreboard. He has certainly evolved into a pretty well-rounded player here the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a heck of a player, and I think he's one of the best players in the league. I really believe he's the best defenseman in the league. I wouldn't trade him for anybody.
You guys had a lot of power plays tonight, Tom. Last night, hardly any power play time, like 45 seconds. Tonight, 8 power play opportunities. So you got a lot of work there. Obviously, you got a 5-on-3 goal, but hoping for a little bit more production down the stretch here.
Yeah, the 5-minute major, we needed to ice one, and we didn't, guys. And, you know, that was nerve-wracking because you get worried. You get worried that they're gonna call one on you. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but again, whatever. We got through it, and we won the game, and that's all that matters.
On the bench, do you think that – I mean, are you saying that, Tom? Because we were up
yes.
here.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Mind your P's and Q's. You know they're looking to call one on us.
Sit there and say, keep your stick on the ice. Nobody blows anybody up. You know, you just don't. You don't blow anybody up. Keep your stick on the ice. Don't give them any reason to call anything. You know, exactly. No, yeah, you say it about 50 times.
I think you need to work on empty net goals.
Well, easier said than done. Easier said than done, boys, when you got to make sure you pop one quick and you're under a little duress. And, you know, it's never that easy, that's for sure.
Well, Nate, who got the empty netter for you tonight on a good play there, a lot of patience he showed to wait and make sure you got it in the back of the net. But he's been in a little bit of a drought, so maybe that can spring him. He's a heck of a hockey player, just has been a little snake bit here.
Yeah, no question. I think you're exactly right, Biss. It was nice to see Nate pop that one.
You guys go to Ferris next weekend, a virtually impossible place to go in and win, isn't it?
Oh, it's a tough one, but hey, a lot of people have won there this year. I mean, I think they've lost. You can check it out, Schultz. I think if they lost 6 at home, I think they've lost 6 at home, but we'll talk about that later. But you know what? It is what it is right now, and it's the way the schedule shakes out. And you know, we can't – we don't have any mulligans for games we played earlier, and neither do they, and – I mean, that's just the way it is right now,
well,
guys.
Northern Michigan goes into Bowling Green and sweeps Bowling Green to keep serve with you guys after the win tonight. So, I mean, anything can happen on any given night anywhere.
It's crazy right now. It's just crazy. And, you know, that's why you got to get it done yourself, because you can't sit there and watch other people and wait for other people to do your job for you. You got to do it yourself. I think we all realize that. And it's not a cliche. It's just reality.
This league has turned out to be a very entertaining league. If this place isn't packed for Mankato in a couple of weeks, I would be surprised. They're going to be in for a heck of a weekend.
Well, let's just hope again that we get, you know, we take care of business next weekend. So there's just a lot more chips on the line that last weekend.
Best of luck, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratori outside the Beaver bench. Beavers hang on to win it tonight with the empty netter win at 3-1.